Showtime.
Yeah, showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har ha.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, coming to you from the Bradshaw & Bryan and Smart Start MN Studios. We are joined in studio by, as we are every Friday, or every Monday, it's not Friday, it's Monday, Jeff O'Brien, Attorney Jeff O'Brien, a couple of special guests with us, Dennis Smith, who's running for Attorney General as a Republican, Mary Amlaw, who's, you're the woman behind a lot of candidates, right?
Yes,
that's,
I am.
That's how we met. Well, we met a few years ago because you were representing another candidate. Now, I'm going to ask you in a minute for an update on him because he's not done with politics. But before we do that, we need to – now, Dennis, you are a sports fan.
I am indeed.
All right. And I know Jeff is, and I'm – Mary, you? You a big fan?
Sure.
Of sports? Sure. She'll go with the flow on it. Danielle Hunter is staying with the Vikings. They converted his roster bonus to a signing bonus, the $18 million – opened up cap room. They've got, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million in cap space now to work with. And the other, but the big news over the weekend is the overnight deal that the Vikings made Friday into Saturday to get the prize free agent, Carlos Correa, probably just for 1 year, but at least they're trying to do something. So that's it. Who did I say?
These are the Vikings.
I'm still on the Vikings. The Twins.
Yeah. You lose track. They're all making good decisions. It's so hard to keep them. You know, it's rare, so it's confusing. You know, that I was surprised with the Correa deal. I thought they were pursuing Trevor Story because when we did this show a week ago, we were joking about how on paper at the moment they didn't have a shortstop after the previous weekend of trades, but now they're
in pretty good shape.
Yeah, they still need at least another starting pitcher, and the nice thing is they've got three shortstop prospects now behind Correa, and so my prediction is of the three of them, Royce Lewis, Austin Martin, and Jose Miranda, I think they're going to move Lewis as part of it, or Arise as part of a package to get some starting pitching.
Well, they got to do something about that pitching. And by the way, I think I did mean to say Vikings, because with his arm, Correa could probably play quarterback.
Probably.
And he's a winner. At least we know that. As long as you bang the garbage cans, the guy's going to produce.
Exactly.
That thing from the Astros. All right, now, Dennis, I want to ask you, because you are, as I said, you're running for Attorney General, but you also have a sports background too, right?
I do, yes. I've played hockey my whole life, and being a Minnesota fan, I'm, you know, subjected to all of the, you know, ups and downs of the Minnesota sports teams throughout my entire life, and I was an athlete when I was younger as well.
Well, I mean, Jeff, you had sent me something last night. The possibility of an all-Minnesota Frozen Four exists.
Yeah, for second year in a row. I mean, you've got one Minnesota team in each of the brackets, St. Cloud State, Minnesota State, the Gophers, and the Bulldogs are all
terrific.
In it. Bemidji State didn't make it this year, and the Tommies, you know, that was their first year, so they won three games. But, I think Minnesota State, a lot of people are favoring them to win it all. The question is, could UMD or St. Cloud State get through their bracket? St. Cloud State's got a tough one. They got to take on Michigan if they make it through the first round, and then they're playing the number one ranked team. But no, stranger things have happened. They've been there before, so it would be really cool to see a all Minnesota national championship game, because it seems like invariably if we're up against, as a Minnesota school up against an East Coast team, we seem to always manage to lose to the East Coast team. So one way to guarantee a Minnesota school winning is to have two of them
in there. Absolutely. Now, Dennis, did you play hockey in high school and college?
I did, yes. Not in college. I played hockey my whole life. I still play, but I was not that competitive in the hockey
so
world.
So what part of – where do you come out of? Where did you go to school?
I went to school in White Bear Lake.
Okay. Oh, yes. They have good hockey teams there.
They do, which is why I wasn't on the high school team, yes. No, I played in what's now called the Junior Gold program.
Okay.
Yes.
Still a big deal, very competitive, right?
It really was. It was very competitive, and both my kids played. I coached for 16 years, and I was president of the Osseo Maple Grove Hockey Association, which, as many people know, and if they know about association hockey, is more complicated than being at the Capitol.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it prepared you well for the run at Attorney General. Now, what made you decide to run? Because there is a crowded field, I mean, certainly on the Republican side, that you had mentioned there's five of you interested in being the Attorney General, and you go against what I would call the Darth Vader of Attorney Generals.
Yeah.
What is it about that made you want to run?
Yeah, so we announced last June 4th, And I was
June 4th. Oh, really?
June 4th. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah. So we've been in the race for a long time. And, at that point there was just one other person in the race. And my view is I don't care how many people are in the race. The reasons are the same, is that Minnesota is on the wrong track. We've lost trust in our government, our judicial system, the media, and even some with each other. And Keith Ellison has a blame for that. And our cities are not, our streets are not safe anymore. And I'm uniquely qualified to help restore the trust with the public through the Attorney General's office.
Why? What makes you uniquely qualified?
So if you look at my background, every chapter has prepared me to be the Attorney General. I grew up in White Bear Lake, as I mentioned. My father was a milkman. He had keys, are you familiar with the milkman? Are you familiar with the, have you ever had a milkman in your,
well, yeah, I've had, I'm old, so I've had milkmen in my life. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people out on, you know, a lot of people don't know about the milkman necessarily.
There's still milkmen, right? They still will deliver.
There are. Yes. Yep. They still deliver. And so I was a little guy. My father raised me, and I was a little guy in the milkman's truck helping my father out. We'd bring milk up to the door and inside the refrigerator. He had keys to over 500 of his customers' homes. So, you know.
He put it in a refrigerator for him?
Put it in the refrigerator for him. Yeah. 500. So, you know, imagine a service person having keys to that many customers' homes. It's just, you know, it's unthinkable in today's world.
Well, when we would get milk, they just had a little container outside the door that they put it in because it wasn't supposed to be in there very long.
Right. Yep. And we had those cute little milk boxes that were decorated with such love and care to keep the milk, you know, cool in the summer and keep it from freezing in the winter. But that's where I first learned how to build trust with people.
Yeah.
Then later in my youth, I was in a competitive bicycle motocross, BMX. And I was a world ranked top 10 for 2 years, and I won national championships. It's where I learned how to develop my competitive edge. And I went to college at North Dakota State University. Go Bison. We had a pretty good football season this past year.
They've had a pretty good football season the last 10 seasons.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And then I went to law school at William Mitchell College of Law. Went to school at night, worked my way through law school. The day after I got my license, I opened up my own law practice, and for 22 years, I've been practicing law, helping businesses and individuals and families, helping them plan for the future, helping them in their moments of crisis. As I mentioned, my two kids, coached them hockey and got involved in the association, which is, you know, the joke on the board in the Osceola Maple Grove Hockey Association is that it's more difficult to be the president than it is to be a legislator in St. Paul making laws.
They got to deal with parents. It's a whole other world.
And, you know, 1,000, you know, passionate hockey parents. And but I was elected in November of 2014, and I went to the Capitol, and I served two terms in the Minnesota House of Representatives, and I was a bridge builder, passed significant, important legislation. I was the working type. I was behind the scenes getting bills done. Set a record for the number of bills signed by a governor for a two-term legislator. That taught me about how we need to work together. Our problems in Minnesota, they're not intractable. There are solutions, but we need to have people involved that are willing to have everyone included and understand where everyone's coming from. And my life has prepared me to help to bring those skills to the Attorney General's office.
Now, Mary, you, like I said, you've worked with other candidates before. What was it that drew you to Dennis?
I like the fire that's in his belly. I mean, he really is concerned about communities, and he wants to be the Attorney General for everyone. And I think that's what we're really missing right now. And I know he's taken some very tough stands on community safety, and that's a huge concern to everybody in this state.
Well, we're going to get to that as we go along. Jeff, do you have any you know what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Jeff O'Brien will start grilling Dennis Smith about being Attorney General. And I've got a few more, certainly quite a few more questions for you. So we'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust.
Thank you so much for voting Bradshaw and Bryant top law firm in the best of Central Minnesota. I'm honestly not 100% sure that we deserve it, considering that the court shutdown during the pandemic cut off paths to justice. Quarantine made it difficult to see people, and I frankly never expected to have people working from home. But we did forge ahead by using Zoom, adding staff to increase contacts, and most of all, utilizing court time to meet with so many of you in our office. I want to thank everyone that has turned to us for help despite these challenges. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. We hope you and your loved ones enjoy the holiday season and have a happy, healthy, and safe new year.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side.
for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
This is Bob Sansiver, host of the BS Show, and I have known Ed Cohn and Mike Friedberg for many, many years. They're both great guys. They also are the owners of SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System. They are the only people you should go to, the go-to people, if you or someone you know has had a DUI. They will get them back on the road safely and seamlessly. Mike and Ed are attorneys. They used to be attorneys that would help you if you got a DUI. Now they're there to help you once you get that DUI and to get you back on the road. They helped craft the ignition interlock laws for the state of Minnesota. You call Mike and Ed or one of their staff, and they could run you through the process, give you a template of what to expect if you get a DUI. They will lay it all out for you, everything from hiring an attorney to what you will need to expect. They also, if you get a DUI, they will come to you. They have a mobile unit that will come to you to install the ignition interlock. There is a great deal of stress if you get a DUI. They could help relieve some of that stress. Go to SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. That's 952-224-7050. This segment brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant.
In Pennsylvania, a teenage girl that was about to turn 18 was driving her brand new car home when she looked down to check a text message and struck a tree, killing herself and injuring a friend in the car. The average message takes 4.6 seconds to create. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant. Please don't drive while intoxicated or allow your friends and family to do so. No text message or phone call is worth dying for.
Find Mike Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Mike Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
We are back. Jeff O'Brien, Dennis Smith, running for Attorney Jerry, General. You don't call it Attorney Jerry for short, I'm sure.
Not usually.
No. And Mary Amlaw, she's the queen, the kingmaker. You're the queen, she's the kingmaker. So we'll go with that. Now, Jeff, do you have any questions for Dennis as he tries to win the Republican? You are running as a Republican.
I am.
And to knock off the Darth Vader of attorney generals, Keith Ellison.
It's being unfair to Darth Vader. I mean, remember, that's more like Palpatine with Ellison.
Okay, I stand corrected.
I do. We were talking off air, and this is something that has kind of been an issue that I've always kind of cared about more than probably a lot of it's kind of more inside baseball. But you told us that you weren't seeking the Republican endorsement. You're Republican. You're running for the position, but you're going to go to a primary.
Yes.
Talk about that. I mean, you know, there's been talk about it a long time about the kind of the stranglehold that the party, those delegates have on endorsement that tends to lead to some unelectable candidates getting endorsed. And, you know, last time we had Tim Pawlenty running in the primary, and I was supporting him. I was hoping he would kind of break the cycle, but we really haven't had a Republican candidate, if I recall, for statewide office win in a primary who wasn't endorsed, going back to like Arne Carlson in 94. Talk about what, and you were, as I understand, you'd raised more money than the other ones. Talk about the decision, why you decided to go straight to the primary, and then I have kind of a follow-up after that.
Yeah, well, so you're being and thanks for the question. I like talking about this and bringing light to it because it talks about how this race is winnable for Republicans. And when you said the word, there's been some candidates that have been unelectable statewide, I think you're generous with the word some, because as we know, there's been 25 times in a row our statewide candidates have lost. 25 in a row. And we haven't won the attorney general race since 1966. It's been 56 years. So 25 times in a row, our endorsed candidate lost. 25 times in a row, conversely, the Democrats, it was their unendorsed candidate, their candidate that won the nomination on primary day. And it's exactly for what you said, that the system creates generating a candidate that doesn't appeal to all of Minnesota. So back in June 4th, when we announced, I said right away, I was very honest with everyone. I said, I'm seeking the endorsement of the party, and I'm fighting like heck for it, but also I'm going to the primary, regardless of the results at the endorsing convention, because the race is too important and we have too much at stake. And I've said this on the record repeatedly. And then a week before caucus, just one less than a week before caucus, I'm five of the eight congressional district chairs. So our congressional district chairs, there's eight of them. Five of them came out and endorsed one of my competitors. And they were, in a sense, saying that the endorsing convention is irrelevant. It doesn't need to happen. We've already chosen the winner. Well, I knew I was going to the primary anyway. And I've been traveling the state. I've been to 78 counties. I mean, she's brought me to 78 counties. We've been all over the state.
How many do we have? I don't know.
87.
You're doing pretty good. You got to get the rest of them in?
Yo, for sure. Yes. Yeah. And we're going to places that Republicans have never been before. We went up to this town that had 30 people gathered last summer, and they were so thankful that we came because no one in 2018 came to visit them. None of the statewide candidates. No, in any of the other elections, no one has ever come to see them. So we're going everywhere in the state, talking not just to Republicans, but to independent and Democrats as well, with our message about why we need a new attorney general. And it's resonating. And so knowing that the party insiders were going to fix the race, we decided to be just to forego the convention and seek the nomination of the party on primary day.
What's the biggest your biggest mission if you became attorney general? What's one of the first things you would like to do? First of all, I would assume you will clean house with the other lawyers in that office.
Yeah, there's crime is the biggest issue. The tone and tenor of how we talk about crime and our police and the community involvement needs to change. And we have an attorney general that we know that is more interested in tearing down the police, in fact, actually getting rid of them like he tried in Minneapolis, as opposed to supporting them and working within the system to make the police better, to make our streets safer. I think Keith Ellison has an interest in keeping crime high. And you see that from the policies that he has laid out and the initiatives that he has done and the initiatives that he hasn't done, such as he's been attorney general for 3.5 years. And we're the fourth highest in the entire country for human trafficking and sexual trafficking and labor trafficking. We're fourth highest in the entire country.
Well,
he's done nothing for this. And I created a task force a month ago to study this issue and to bring some ideas forward and to try to solve this problem. That's what will happen.
A friend of my wife said that there is now, her mom got it, and I think her daughter had gotten one. There's a text that goes to people, and it basically talks, hey, had a great time with you, blah, blah, blah. It's trying to lure you into responding and saying, it's not me. You have the wrong number, and when you do that, they start tracking you. Is this true? Are you aware of this?
I haven't heard about this.
Well, you may want to find out because it's been on, I don't know if just community boards or in the news, but it's frightening if that's another tactic that they're using. Mm-hmm. So they can, you know, figure out who you are, because then they could track all of your texts and figure out if you're of the age they want to track.
Right.
It's disgusting. I mean, these people, to me, there should be... it should be a death penalty if you're a sex trafficker.
Right. Yes, and indeed. And and it impacts our young men as well as young women in our state. And we're positioned where with the pipeline from North Dakota, with our international waters to our north and to our east, and also all the lakes on our throughout our entire great state. This problem, and our attorney general has done nothing for it. His concern isn't aligned with what every Minnesotan is concerned with. That will change when I'm attorney general.
Now, I mean, Jeff, you obviously, you're an attorney yourself,
mm-hmm.
and just give me your idea. Has Ellison done anything that you've thought, well, that's not a bad thing to do?
Not that I can think of, no. I mean, and to me, the attorney general's race, and I was at a BPOU this weekend helping a friend out get endorsed, Walter Hudson, who was on here a couple weeks ago.
What's the acronym mean?
Basic Political Organizational Unit.
Okay.
And one of the conversations was that the attorney general's race is probably more important than the governor's race because it's Keith Ellison right now with this with taking away prosecution of law enforcement away from county attorneys that is driving the crime problem because cops aren't making traffic stops. Cops aren't, you know, because they if it goes wrong, they're facing 20 years to life thanks to the attorney general's office. If it's the person of the wrong color, they're going to end up, you know, being thrown in prison, and they're like, it's not worth it. I'll just ride out my time, and get my pension and retire.
Here's what I don't understand about, and I think that whoever does, you're going to run against, you know, you want to run against him, and others do too. I would have bet he was ripe to be beaten last time. He had an ex-girlfriend who talked about him brutalizing her. Meant nothing to the voters.
Well, exactly. Not only that, but he represents even a part of the Democrat Party that Democrats don't like. He's not mainstream Minnesota. So he was beatable. And we simply put up a candidate based on the prior stats. It was a part of the stats I told you were 0-25 and 56 years in a row we haven't won. That doesn't appeal to all of Minnesota. And that's why this campaign is catching on so much with the fundraising and the electricity and the number of volunteers. And we're campaigning in a different way that's exciting, and it's really generating interest from all across Minnesota.
Well, and I have a follow-up question with our discussion about the primary. I know who we're talking about, one of the candidates. And there were, I remember, I think it was the week that you announced, it made it clear that you were just going to go to the primary. I think it was the week before caucuses. You came out and just kind of made it more public. It was after those endorsements. And I'm sure that the fact that you had come out saying you were going to go to primary anyways was used against you to get those endorsements, because it's become an issue in the endorsing conventions as to whether or not you'll abide by it. It's just be ridiculous. But I remember two of the candidates trying to outdo each other at a forum as to praising the January 6th protesters. But a few days after you made that announcement, another candidate got in the race. How does Tad Jude entering the race change the calculus? And if he ends up getting the endorsement, how does that change your view towards the primary? Because I think you probably agree you two are very different from the rest of the candidates running.
Well, it doesn't change the calculus for getting in the race, for going into the primary, because we believe that I'm the only candidate that can beat Keith Ellison. So it doesn't make a difference if there was, you know, everyone went to the primary or there was nobody. Keith Ellison is the prize, and I believe that we're the only one that can beat Keith Ellison, and we will on election day.
And what gives you so much confidence about that? Because you don't have the name recognition he does now, although Dennis Smith is an easy name to remember.
Right. We don't right now, but we're working on that. And we have a great aggressive plan for the primary to help with the name ID. But also more than that is my ability to connect with people. When I was in the House of Representatives in Minnesota, I represented Maple Grove and Osseo. Osseo is a small little part of it, but they like when I say that. It's a quintessential purple district. In 2016, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in my district by 6 points. I beat Hillary Clinton by almost 10. So I had people that voted for me that don't agree with me on every issue. That's rare in politics. We talk about the suburbs are the true battleground for the next election. We need a candidate that can transcend politics, transcend a label, and we can do that. We held a fundraiser a short while ago in a Democrat neighborhood, and I was the only person that was going to speak. And there's come see candidate Dennis Smith, Republican Attorney General candidate. There's the only one on the flyer, so people knew what they were coming in for. Only Democrats were there. Only Democrats, and they came, and over half of them gave us money that night, and I think we got all of their votes. And they are thirsty, and they really want a candidate that will represent all of Minnesota in the best interest, even though on an issue or two I don't align with those Democrats in Minneapolis. But the current choice for the Democrat nominee with Keith Ellison was untenable for them. And in 2018, we should have won that race, back to that race, but we put up someone as extreme to the right as Keith Ellison is to the left, and Democrats stay home when they're given that choice. That's not the case with me.
Dennis, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you what you need to tell people in order to get elected. Take a quick break. How about that for a tease? Take a quick break. Be right back. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at bialkelaw.com, BIALKELaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go: Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Saber Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E, heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Welcome back to the BS Show. This is Bob Sansevier, and this segment is brought to you by All Auto Glass. I used them recently. They replace windows on my car and truck. They have mobile service. They have up-to-date technology. They will calibrate vehicles that require it. Great cash prices if you don't have insurance, and a lifetime warranty on their replacements as long as you own your car. They work with all insurance companies, cover the entire Twin Cities metro area, and use quality products and workmanship. Check them out at allauto.com. That's allauto.com. We are back. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Dennis Smith running for Attorney General. Mary Amelaugh, who makes, well, you make winners. That's what you do. You find candidates, the good ones, and you turn them into winners. Now, I'm going to tell Dennis Smith what he needs to do to get elected. And your background comes in very handy here. What you need to tell people is, I played hockey, Keith Ellison didn't. Because you're looking like, I mean, look at Lakeville, Edina, Blue, I mean, all these, Maple Grove, the Iron Range. But I'm talking about where the core of voters are, is in the Twin Cities. Every one of these communities is huge into hockey in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. So point that out. He couldn't play hockey. Hit him with the...
Well, maybe in lieu of a debate, you know, you had Elon Musk challenging Putin to a fist fight for control of Ukraine. Maybe you do like a goal scoring contest with him, get him out on the ice and see what he, you know, let him flail around a little bit.
Yeah, a little one on one out on the ice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that does good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say it somewhat tongue in cheek, but I would bring that up just to, you know, make the point of the distinction between you have fun with it.
Yeah, no,
about, you know, that you played hockey, he doesn't.
No, you're right. And that's how our campaign is different, is we are having fun out there. We're doing a lot of things that are different. This would be different. And you'd make my father very proud, because if he were here and could speak, he would say that I learned how to skate before I learned how to walk. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I skated at a very early age.
I would use that line and say, do we know if Keith Ellison can even skate at the age of, how old is he, 50-something? I don't even know, 60-something, whatever he is. But I'd hit him where, I mean, no one else. Hit him with the hockey thing. And you know what? Why don't we go for a bike ride together? I'll show him what I did on my BMX, and he'll probably have to have training wheels, because I bet he's never been on a bike.
You were writing all this down. Yes, this is
very
good.
Okay,
yes.
You're taking all of that and absorbing it. That's very important.
I like it. Thank you.
Now I'm going to ask you a question that tells me everything I need to know about a person. Funniest movie ever made.
Funniest movie, Caddyshack.
That's not bad. That certainly isn't my top five. If you said something that had Carrot Top in it, I'd be very concerned, or Pauly Shore. So that's a good... To me, it has been and always will be Animal House. But Caddyshack is probably right, in terms of out loud laughs, it's probably right there at number two.
Well, and also I love golfing. So I have an annual golf competition with my son, and we golf together all the time. I have very fond memories of golfing with my father, and I'm an avid golfer, so Caddyshack is warm to my heart for that reason.
Not Caddyshack 2, though. You disavow that entirely.
Absolutely. Right. Just like with The Godfather. Number one was a classic. That's my all-time favorite movie, The Godfather 1. Two was okay to make, but three, forget about it.
Okay, two was pretty close to one, and Mary's agreeing with me on that one, aren't you? That I think they both were classics. Three was an abomination because Francis Ford Coppola put his daughter in when Winona Ryder couldn't do it, and he had the Bridget Fonda was in the movie. He should have just made her the daughter of Michael Corleone, because she would have been terrific. Sofia Coppola ruined that movie for me, anyway. Duh, when she got shot. People in the theater I was in cheered when she got shot at the end. It was that. But no, I'm not kidding. They cheered.
She was a beloved character.
Yeah, I'm sure that she was. All right, so tell us. We talked briefly off the air. What I'm I'm in the midst. I'm on the sixth and final season of Vikings because I'm power watching. What things are you watching on streaming video, or what movies have you seen lately?
Yeah, so,
let's let people know about you.
Right, yeah. So Yellowstone, Succession.
Oh, I just finished Succession this weekend. That's awesome.
That's so great.
I got to see it. I watched how it many a few times. How many seasons?
Three. It's great. It's
well, you'll like it because one of the stars of Animal House makes an appearance at one point.
Who? Which one?
No, what's his name? The Boone. Was the lawyer in it? Was
oh,
one
is
of the lawyers.
That right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and also the kid from Ferris Bueller's Day Off is in. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he's one of the sons.
Highly recommend it.
All right,
but also Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso, I think, is the best show on TV right now. That's still out there.
So I listen. That's like three seasons. I have to doing where I really got sucked in on Vikings. I watched Vikings Valhalla, which is only like eight segments or episodes, and I thought it was great because it was short, went quick. My son said, "You got to watch Vikings. It's better." Six seasons. That's a lot. What he didn't tell me is like 4, 5, and 6 are double seasons. It's 401 and 40. They're 20 episode seasons. So I'm watching like 100 episodes in less than a week or in a week. So I'm not going to do that ever again. Succession is just 10 episodes per season.
I think it's 10 per season.
An hour each or less than an hour?
About an hour or so, yeah.
And Ted Lasso is incredible because it's similar to this campaign. It's different, it's positive, and it's enlightening. It is such a great. Have you watched it at all?
I haven't.
And I really got into the EPL, the European Soccer League, during COVID, and it's based in that.
That type of thing.
Yes, and it's just such a great show.
It's people say it's wonderful, and it is one that I'm going to have to watch. But at some point, I have to go back to life, you know, because my wife is not happy that I've been power watching Vikings. This is going back 15 years or so. Band of Brothers, I watched when it first came out on HBO, but I got the whole set on DVD. And one weekend, it was like a winter weekend, I just went downstairs and power watched all, I think, 15 episodes of that. And she wasn't crazy about that because at the time, I mean, my kids were all younger. I mean, my kids range in age from 26 to 12. So, you know, there's a baby in the family. My daughter was, at the time, 15, 16, my oldest child, if that. And I was ignoring them to watch Band of Brothers. I will say this, though. You do play golf, and your son does, which is great. But I stopped playing golf for two reasons. I wasn't great at it, and you cannot play a round of golf in just 3 hours. There's too much time. So I wound up spending it with kids, and maybe that's how we got all those dang horses. We fell into it with that. Well, Mary, how about you? What's your favorite movie? Or what movies what are you watching now?
In 1971, and I'm trying to remember the movie's name, it had Sybil Shepherd in it and Jeff Bridges. What was it called? I know we've talked about this before. Look it up real quick. That movie changed my attitude towards life and everything. But basically, it was about a small town. The Last Picture Show is what it was called. And it's a more serious movie, but a lot of these stars were young and getting their start, but it had such a deep message. You cannot be afraid to make change because the people that got stuck in this small town had nothing but living their memories. Yep. And the ones that left town had opportunity and moved on and had happiness.
And that's what it's about. Now, Mary, let me ask you quickly, what do you think of my hockey idea, playing that out that the Ellison never played hockey?
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah. He wouldn't even know how to tie his hockey skates. So, I do think you should challenge him. You should throw out the challenge. Let's have a little one-on-one skills competition. Come on, Keith. Are you a coward? Let's step on out on the ice.
And then we bring up the bikes. I love it.
And the bikes. That's right.
Yeah, instead of a debate, just do like a triathlon.
Now, I'll bring my BMX. You could bring your bike with training wheels or your tricycle because you may not have the balance to stay on a bike for real. And I've talked to you about it, but your favorite movie of all time? I don't think I've ever asked you that one.
Yeah, no, I like Caddyshack. Also, I'm partial to the Blues Brothers, too.
You can't go wrong with that. But I already knew Jeff and I were aligned. I was just curious about you. I mean, I bet you if I mentioned Keith Ellison, it would be something with Carrot Top in it. I've not been impressed with him, and I don't think he's a likable guy. And look at his kid was one of the ones who was pushing elimination of police.
Yeah, more
his
than
kids
pushing.
Involved with the charity fraud that he that
yes, and when the Attorney why isn't he going after that in, kid?
Well, the Attorney General is supposed to regulate, you know, charities, and here not his after. Kid is running grift on COVID money from a charity.
Yeah, that's a little problem there. Well, Dennis, I want to thank you for joining us today. Dennis Smith, running for Attorney General. If you have any say in that in the primary, you do have a say, so go out and cast your vote. Mary Amlaw, she is the kingmaker and queenmaker, depending on, you know, because you represent women too, I'm sure. Yeah. So thank you. Mary's the one who called me about that, so I'm glad you did. And Jeff O'Brien with us every Monday. We are going to take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back. And we'll I'm going to tell people – now, Jeff, you probably know about this, but we're going to tell people the strange way Minnesota State Mankato got into the NCAA tournament or won their conference. If you don't know what happened – they had to win it twice, so we'll take a quick break and be right back. Hey, this is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you again about my go-to theater, St. Michael Cinema. You've got the great popcorn. You got real butter. They have live music. They have great movies playing at all times. They have a bar. They have a restaurant. Everything you want, they have. And Shelley Schnell, the manager over at St. Michael Cinema, is going to tell you about something new they have, a new app that makes it easier to know what's going on there.
Thanks, Bob. We are so excited to release the first version of the St. Michael Cinema 15 app. It is available on Google Play or on the App Store. It's going to allow you to buy movie tickets right now and then sign up for the newsletter. Our next phase is going to be loyalty getting added to the app. Phase after that is going to be pre-ordering food and beverage or ordering it directly in the auditorium. Super excited. Download your app today.
Thanks so much for that, Shelley. And again, St. Michael Cinema right off of Interstate 94.
Paying too much for healthcare and supporting services you don't believe in? Solidarity Health Share has prices that are 60% less than the nation's average cost of healthcare. Join the nation's leading healthcare sharing ministry, built by people of faith for people of faith. Saving money through ethical and affordable healthcare. Call now to see how much you can save. 866-977-5821. That's 866-977-5821.
If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com/the BS show and you will get information for 20% off an ignition interlock system. Again, smartstartmn.com/the BS show.
I've been telling BS show listeners about Bradshaw and Bryant for years and about how they always are seeking justice for the injured at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Bradshaw and Bryant also has attorneys who defend people against misdemeanor and felony criminal charges, and that includes drunk driving arrests. Bradshaw and Bryant seeks justice for everyone, and you can find out more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. This segment brought to you by Midwest Rubs, the best place you will find for spices. Midwest Rubs supplies many of the top restaurants in Minnesota with their spices. You can get your favorite spices and rubs from them as well. Check it out at MidwestRubs.com. Hey, this is Bob Sansevier, host of the BS Show, and at the start of the show, we talked about four teams from Minnesota making the NCAA tournament for men's hockey. You've got Minnesota, the Gophers. You've got St. Cloud State, Minnesota State, Mankato, and Minnesota Duluth. Now, it's interesting how Minnesota State wound up getting the automatic bid that goes with being the Central Collegiate Hockey Association champions. The CCHA overturned Minnesota State's overtime goal several minutes after the trophy was presented to the Mavericks for qualifying in the upcoming NCAA men's hockey tournament. After ruling it a good goal, the officials obtained new TV angles, which provided, quote, concluding evidence that the goal net was elevated and the puck entered underneath the frame, end quote. After overturning the call, both Minnesota State and Bemidji State warmed up for 5 minutes and resumed overtime at the 16:56 mark. Imagine that. You just had the trophy presentation, and then you're told, you know, you got to get back out there on the ice because we're not done yet. We decided to overturn that goal. Anyway, Minnesota State ended up winning the game, securing the Mason Cup, and getting the automatic bid to the NCAA ice hockey tournament. But could you imagine Super Bowl played an hour later after all the confetti has flown, the Lombardi trophy has been handed over, they are told, you know what? You're going to have to go back on the field because we found something wrong with that final touchdown that you had. It's incredible that this happened. The only time you see or hear things like that that I can recall is maybe at an Olympics. They come back and look at something and then say, you know, we gotta give a new gold medalist or a new silver medalist, but not in anything like a mainstream sport or a team sport like hockey. So great for the Mavericks that they did win. We're very happy to hear about that. Sorry for Bemidji, another great team. Looking forward to seeing how our four Minnesota teams do in the NCAA tournament. Meantime, we have a few great headlines for you from a new feature that is called The Headlines. We check on some headlines in The Onion and Babylon Bee and share them with you. Here's one from The Onion. Oscar Mayer introduces new filter-tip hot dogs for a healthier meat-eating experience. Also from The Onion, dog has visible erection in shelter photo. And this one from The Onion, which we actually may have shared with you last week, but I think it's so funny. All right, the headline, inmate's last words hurt warden's feelings. I don't know why I find that funny, but I do, probably because it's funny. All right, now on to the Babylon Bee and some headlines from that website. Now, my family and I, we have horses, and this one hits very close to home. This headline from the Babylon Bee, U.S. horses terrified obese Americans will need them for transportation again. Also from the Babylon Bee. NCAA swimming champ caught in possession of performance-enhancing testicles. I wonder if they're talking about Leah Thomas. And, from the Babylon Bee, there is this headline. Trump promises that if reelected, he will turn Fauci into a pinata and let every American take one whack. There are some people getting a little tired of Dr. Fauci. I find him amusing, and the fact that he's an Italian, I'm okay with the guy. Speaking of Italian, I'm Italian, and I know for one of my meals today, at least one, I'm going to be having a Heggie's double cheese pizza. The only pizza I don't have to add cheese. Love those Heggie's. They are terrific. And also, by the way, I want to take a moment to thank again Dennis Smith for coming in and joining us, running for Attorney General. Mary Amlaw came along with him. We have Jeff O'Brien always with us on Mondays from Chestnut Cambrone. Thank you to all of them. We, being the BS Show, we are going to take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back. This segment brought to you by Arco Exteriors. Arco offers free consultations that can be contact-free. They provide knowledge and value by looking over the entire roofing system to make certain it's in great condition, and they will walk you through the entire insurance process. Arco Exteriors will handle everything on the outside of the house, including roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and decks. They cover the entire Twin Cities metro area. For more information, go to arcoexteriors.com. ArkoExteriors.com. And now, here is psychic Ruth Lorden.
In my 53 years professional career, I have done readings for people who I just saw that it factor. I knew they would be stars. If you remember Victoria Principal, Morgan Fairchild, Olivia Newton-John, I saw that in them, and they popped. It's happened with a few sports people as well. Yesterday, a young lady, 5 feet, too skinny, she felt, came for a reading. She is going to Mexico. She's an American, born in California, to work with her professional soccer player uncle, who is also a ref, and she's excited about soccer, doesn't know the game. I saw the it factor in her. You have it or you don't. And these days, when I see someone with the it that comes for a reading, and if I have some contacts for them, I share them. It's just amazing to see it. There really is something to it. Of course, she is going to have to put all the work in and develop this. And it's very possible that if she doesn't, she won't. But if I see it, it always happens. It's sad when I see someone with so much desire and they don't really have that yet. But We live in a democracy. They have a right to learn it. They have a right to the experience, and they will learn and grow, and it will help them in life. We see this a lot, especially, LOL, in our Minnesota politicians. They don't have the it, but we let them have the experience so they can learn and grow. Maybe it's time for a change. I know who I see has the it in our election.
If you'd like to set up a reading with Ruth, go to RuthLordan.com, Ruth, LORDAN.com. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and our radio partners, WDSM in Duluth, WNMT in Hibbing, WBHR in St. Cloud, and KWOA AMFM in Worthington. Enjoy what's left of the day, and we'll talk to you later.